So you're really not going to tell me what that phone call last time was all about?
It's none of your business. It just it's a phone call that came in. It was important. It was an opportunity.
An opportunity.
Let's just leave it at that. I'm really not... look. Mm-hmm. Before we do this podcast, I'm just going to let you know that I'm getting a little annoyed with all the darkness and the negativity. I'm getting exhausted with being the guy that...
Okay, for like the 100th time, I don't know what you're talking about. You think everything is negativity. You think disagreeing with you equals negativity. So, you know, please.
Look, that was weak.
I'm just saying. You and Oprah with that.
Let's just
get... Oh, he disagrees. Negativity.
All right, okay. Let's just get started.
Fine.
All right.
Welcome to Lucky Episode 13 of Podcast X.
Why do you say Lucky Episode 13? The 13 never is good for anything.
I was being ironic. Oh. Yeah, I'm Trenchcoat Mafia.
I'm MC Trekkie.
No, Pass the Prozac was last episode.
Yeah, I'm still not over that one. Thanks.
So they all died. What?
Again,
teen heroes. You should be happy.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sick and tired of death. I'm sick and tired of dark comics. I've had it, you know. I'm just. Listen, I'm not in the greatest of moods, so if you wouldn't mind, just if you could kind of read most of this, and I'll like chime in if I see something that's humorous.
Well, sadly for you, we've got Amazing Spider-Man Volume 1, Issue 50 here, which is the comic where Peter Parker gives up being Spider-Man, as you see on the cover here with him, like, forlornly walking into the sunset or whatever with his head down, with, like, Spider-Man with his back turned to the reader, like, looking back at Peter in disgust with the title Spider-Man No More on the cover. 12 cents, yeah.
12 cents. What is this, from 1958?
No, 1960 whatever.
Oh, that's good. I feel a lot better.
Imagine the comics were still 12 cents. We wouldn't have to download them.
How about that?
I'm just saying. Okay, well, hey, 1967.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Here we are on the first page, and Spider-Man's beating up some bad guys. And these are all good sound effects. Zock, crack, and WAP.
Yeah, those were all right out of Batman TV show.
This is about a year after Steve Ditko left the book, and we've still got some pretty good art here by John Romita.
Yeah, I was looking at that. This is the Spider-Man that I like. You know, muscular, but not too tall. Not that skinny little creepy Spider-Man. And also, everybody's faces are smushed up with those square jaw lines. Like, it still has a Kirby-esque style. I know it's not Kirby, but...
See, I was going with Ditko-esque, since, you know, the guy's following Ditko. You know, it's almost like he's consciously trying to do the trademark Ditko square heads.
Oh, all right, Mr. Professional. I just thought it was, like, Kirby-esque, because, you know, they're all, you know, you see Kalibak, you see this thug, and to me they look the same. Square jaws, heavy eyebrows. But then I'm not the professional.
Okay. So, well, you are cranky.
It's just hard. You know, we've been at this for so long, right? 12 podcasts. All I hear is, you know, I'm you know, I express an opinion and it's not necessarily correct. It's kind of close. It's kind of like you pat me on the head throughout these things. And, you know, I'm just kind of putting you on notice.
Look, I'm sure you're trying your best. Here we have, oh, this is good. Now notice this guy actually would have shot and killed Spider-Man, except, like, apparently he's got no bullets left. Oh, wait, yes he does. And, yeah, he, like, misses him, and they're piling, this is good. I like to do with the chair. Because, like, it's not enough that, like, all these bad guys are piling on Spider-Man. You know, this guy's like, hey, fuck that, I'm just going to, like, smash him in the head with a chair.
Well, that makes sense. Oh, you know, usually you get these characters that, like, stand around and attack one at a time. It seems like, for once, they're at least trying to gang up on him, which sort of makes sense. You know, thugs always seem so stupid to me. At least these guys seem a little bit intelligent.
Well, it's not doing any good, because he's still kicking their asses, because, of course, he's Spider-Man and he's awesome.
Yeah, he's got superpowers. Sock, zap, bap.
Now, see, even though you hate teen heroes, Spider-Man's teenaged here, and, like, you don't seem to mind Spider-Man here.
The reason I don't ever consider Spider-Man a teenager, even though he keeps, you know, they show him in high school and college, is because I remember that 60s Spider-Man thing. Every time he put on a mask, his voice would go down like 2 octaves. And I don't know how that ever happened. But that's Spider-Man in my head. He's a, you know, 30-year-old guy.
But only when he's got the mask one to sound like that.
Yeah.
That cartoon did rule.
Yes, it did.
Okay. I like he just, like, takes this, like, door or whatever and just, like, smashes it over them. And, like, yeah, that's just brutal. Well, they were trying to kill him. They didn't have it coming.
Yeah.
And here we have the typical response. You know, the female here is swooning. Oh, Spider-Man, thank you. You saved us. And, like, the dude's like, stand back, Martha. The Daily Bugle says he's a menace. This is a 60s Spider-Man comic book already.
Yeah, the chick likes him and the dude's like, you know, obviously jealous of him, pretending that he's, you know,
yeah,
afraid for his wife, and he's not.
Some exposition here, Spider-Man, like, grousing that Jameson has ruined his good name, which is pretty much true. And here you go, typical 60s Spider-Man comic. We had a few pages of action, so now we gotta go to the soap opera stuff. And as seemed to happen like every other issue, Aunt May is desperately ill. Jesus fucking Christ. Now seriously, when I say every other issue, I'm hardly exaggerating. Like, why wouldn't he just, like, I don't know, when nobody's around, pull the plug, put her out of her misery? I mean, enough already? It's constant.
You know what's constant? There isn't a beat. There isn't a panel that you haven't somehow twisted. I mean, the lady, she's a nice old lady. And you got to go kill her. You've got teenagers that you want to die in an evil manner. You've got all these people that, you know. Nobody's going to have any empathy.
Well, he's
Harry. Nobody's going to have any empathy for you.
Empathy.
People are going to get tired of it, you know, unless you start to come around.
I would say, wasn't that a Rolling Stones song, Empathy for the Devil or something?
I don't know, man.
Well, I have no empathy for Harry Osborn because he eventually becomes the second Green Goblin. And, like, knowing that, I'm not going to, like, feel for him here. He's, like, acting stressed out, like, oh, I'm so stressed out because Peter's Aunt May is, like, in a coma or whatever. He doesn't really care. He's evil. He's going to become the Green Goblin.
Does he know that he's going to become the Green Goblin?
No, he does not know he's going to become the Green Goblin.
All right, okay.
In fact, at this point, like, Norman's not even the Green Goblin. Like, he's in his normal Norman Osborn mode and has, like, no memories of having been the Goblin.
Wait, how could they have this much continuity? It's only issue 50.
It's Stan Lee.
I'm exhausted already.
It's Stan Lee.
Oh, my God. It's like his books are pregnant with continuity. You know, he gives birth to them, and they've already got, like, a shitload of, you know,
oh, yeah, a ton of stuff. You know, you see how much text there is on an average page of this. I mean, yeah, a lot of stuff is going on in every issue.
Here. Now, listen, as I explained before, I don't mind text. Sometimes it's helpful, but sometimes it just bogs down the comic, and this is one of those cases.
I want to say that Peter Parker looks really dorky here on this Vespa.
I don't know if it's a Vespa or like a little mini.
Some kind of little putt-putt thing. Yeah, it looks like a dork.
It's like a putt-putt thing.
Hmm. Okay, here, Peter can't concentrate on his studies and shit. And see, here's another guy. His professor here, Professor Warren, he eventually becomes a supervillain called the Jackal. So, like, everybody in Parker's life here eventually turns evil. So I would just like to say that Parker's paranoia is not entirely unjustified.
Why does every character have a widow's peak?
Well, that's another Ditko thing that Romita was just continuing.
It's annoying. Every single character is a widow's peak. It's like, is that the only hairstyle they had in the 60s?
Well, no, because look, down at the bottom you have, like, Gwen Stacy back when she was still fairly cool, and she has bangs.
And she has eyelashes out the... Look at that, man.
Yeah, well, she's supposed to be, like, you know... Well, yeah.
I'm impressed because, okay, so it's 1967, and like, we've got, like, you know, technology to do maybe one color or two colors. But still, somehow or another, you get the fact that she's a hottie. You know what I mean? No lipstick, no rouge, no nothing. But... Hottie.
Yeah, if this came out in 2006, you know, they would have all kinds of, like, computer coloring effects on her. But of course, she would have the obligatory double F cups. And, yeah, you know what? Fine. She's just hot enough here.
Can you scroll down to see, does she have any kind of breasts?
Unfortunately, no. See, where the panel cuts off is where it cuts off. Although she's hot enough that you can see where Professor Warren in the 70s would clone another one of her.
Okay, all right. Somehow or another, I'm remembering from the animated series, Doc Connor.
Oh, the Fox cartoon, right?
Doc Connor.
The lizard, yeah.
Wait, is that meant, did they just switch it around?
Well, I didn't
watch... I thought it was Professor.
I didn't watch much of the Fox cartoons.
I have to say, I've never heard of Dr. Warren. To me, he always reported to Dr. Connor.
Well,
the one-armed man.
He was probably working for... Dr. Connors for, like, extra credit or something. But, like, Professor Miles Warren here, yeah, he becomes the Jackal.
Oh.
Later.
Does he inject himself with something? Or does he get bitten by a Jackal? Or what? Radioactive Jackal?
No, I think early on, at least, he just wears a Jackal suit. Because this is the low-powered Spider-Man corner of the Marvel Universe.
I'm not sure if you had your pick, if, you know, you went into the superhero store and you saw all the costumes on the rack and you went through them. I'm not sure Jackal's the first one I'd pick. Wouldn't you pick, like, a big, like, hulking ape or, I don't know, something, anything? Captain Krypton?
Well, they had probably used up all the good animals for villains at that point. I mean, they were already scraping the bottom of the barrel. I mean, they need a badass assassin with claws. What? Wolverine. I mean, already. Let's be for real. A Wolverine's not the most, you know, it's not like, you know, Tiger Man or some shit. It's a little furry thing with claws.
But when you think of the Jackal, your head, right, you know, you think of laughter, you think hyena, you don't think threatening. You think of something that's going to eat carrion, you know, something that's going to be, you know.
Well, they were already... Okay.
I would imagine...
It's funny you mentioned carrion. Because, now, I think I have this right. An undead clone of Miles Warren becomes carrion later on.
You're joking.
No.
There's something about this character that makes me want to focus on him, and I don't know why. You're joking.
Well, because he's wearing, like, a lab coat. So immediately you're like, ah, there's the figure of authority.
Well, there's the mad scientist figure. Anyway, yeah. So you're say that again.
Yeah, okay, look, if I have this slightly wrong, I do. But more or less, like, there's Miles Warren's... Like, he clones Gwen Stacy, he clones Peter Parker, and I think he had some clones of himself. And, like, one of the clones of himself... Like, the tube, like, that he was gestating in, like, sprung a leak or some shit. And, like, he died, but he still continued to live. And, like, he's all corpse-like, and he calls himself Carrion.
Okay.
Well, there's the Jackal-Carrion connection.
I actually got that.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's funny that you happen to mention Carrion. It's like, aha!
Yeah.
Yeah. The Spidey comics definitely jumped the shark in the late 70s.
I don't like that term, jump the shark. Everybody uses that term.
Okay, this is good here. J. Jonah, like, just, you know, yelling at Peter. Yeah, well, you know, look at him. I mean, Peter looks all weak and pitiful there. So, you know what? Good for Jameson.
Again with the negativity.
Not negativity.
He's sensitive, okay? Look, Jameson's being abusive, okay? Some people react differently if they're being abused. You've never understood that.
Well, yeah, there's one way to react if you're being abused, like Jameson's abusing Parker here, and that's to get angry.
Well...
You know, it's called be a man.
What do you mean, be a man?
Be a man.
Well, you don't have to insult back, okay?
You know? Well, sure you do. You know,
plenty of people in history have taken the high road. You know, you're Gandhi. You don't necessarily have
to... Yeah, look what happened to him. Well, there you go.
Same thing all the time. This goes to the underlying issue of this whole podcast, which I've been trying to get us to focus and trying to get us to be more positive. And you're always dragging us back down into the gutter.
Yes, because gutter equals ratings.
It's not all about ratings.
Sure it is.
It's a fucking podcast.
It's a podcast with over 100 listeners.
I think we were higher than that.
Cool.
But
the gutter pays.
Look.
I'm just saying.
I'm glad we have the great ratings. I really am. And one way to get ratings and one way to deal with things is to pander and to sink to somebody else's level. And the other way... Come here, Kev. And the other way might be just to take the high road. You know?
Nah.
Why doesn't he just wish Jameson well and then go off and do his own thing?
Because then he'd be a wuss.
What do you mean he'd be a wuss? This is the...
I'm just saying. It's like, you know, you were saying like people were bad-mouthing us on that other website. And I'm like, so the fuck what?
Look.
I mean, in effect, that website, they're Jameson. We're Parker. And notice that Parker here is in the right.
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see it.
You don't see that Jameson has, like, gone insane and is just ranting and raving here for no good reason?
No, I don't see it. I don't understand the way Peter Parker reacts. I don't understand all of it. I just don't understand all of it. To me, everything should be professional. You know what I mean? Just keep it on one level.
Well, okay. Okay, see. If Jameson... Seriously. Jameson's already... You're like, take the high road. Well, Jameson's not taking the high road. So what choice does Parker have? You know, if Parker doesn't like it, he can take his ball and go home.
Yeah, how about that? You know what? You know what?
What?
Think about that for a minute.
Oh, you're going to take your ball and go home?
I'm getting sick of arguing with you.
Fine.
I've had it.
You know what?
I've had it.
Okay.
So, good luck. Good luck doing this podcast on your own.
You know what? I'll do this podcast on my own.
I think I've read enough that people think I'm funny. I don't know what the hell you're going to do by yourself, but I wish you all the best. Okay? I'm sick of it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to continue on as if that didn't happen. And here, you know, Parker's all, like, spazzing out because Jameson is being mean, so Parker's like, wah, I'm a big baby. And, oh yeah, this panel's going right on the blog. This is awesome here. You know, Parker's like hearing voices in his head and shit here, and they're like, hey, some of these are actually appropriate to somebody I know, actually. Menace! Egomaniac! Fraud! Mentally disturbed. And it's great because, you know, at least Peter here is, you know, he's like knowing himself and he's like, how can I have been so blind and perhaps only a madman would do what I do? And, you know, after all these years, it's clear I must be a fool or worse. Yeah. You know, it's good to know that some people actually, like, you know, take some time to, like, think about, you know, stuff instead of just going off half-cocked like an idiot. And here he is, moping, feeling sorry for himself. And, of course, it's, like, raining and shit. And, you know, this isn't as much fun without somebody else to pick on. Oh, this is good here. He just leaves his costume in the trash can. And for once, good use of a full-page spread. Like, this is like one of those single-page images, and this is just a classic one. Peter's, like, walking off into the rain. It's all dark, and he's being rained on because he's too stupid to have brought an umbrella with him. And, like, the Spider-Man costume is in the trash can. And it's just a great image. And, Yeah, he's quit being Spider-Man here. And, yeah. Okay, you know what? I should do both voices here.
Hey, is this the paper Parker works at?
Why, yes, Trekkie. This is the Daily Bugle. Hey, yeah, see, I can do the, both parts by myself. Okay. Yeah, this is, that's Betty Brant. That's, Jameson's secretary and shit. And, you know, Peter was nailing that, I assume, early on. Now he's, like, you know, playing, like, Will They or Won't They with Gwen Stacy as of this issue. Yeah, a little kid comes running in here and...
I hate little kids!
Yes, I know you hate youth, Trekkie. You especially hate youth that has superpowers because you're jealous because you're old and you don't. Yeah, anyway, the kid has, like, the Spider-Man costume that he, like, fished out of the trash can. And, you know, he just gives it to Jameson. Jameson, of course, is thrilled because he's like, hey, Spider-Man suit in the trash can. You know, Spidey must have quit doing the Spider-Man thing. And, like, now I'm all happy and shit. And this is funny because the kid wants a reward. And Jameson says, hey, you rate a reward, kid. Grab a free copy of the Bugle on the way out. That's a reward, the kid says. Okay, that's good. That's classic Stan Lee corny humor there. I have no problem with that. And this is good, too. We already had, like, the words flying at Parker. Here we've got, like, Jameson posing in front of a giant Daily Bugle newspaper. And, like, the crowds are behind him rereading the paper. And it's, like, something you would see in, like, a bad old movie and shit. So, yeah. Here, Jameson's on a talk show. And he's bragging about... how, yeah, the Bugle broke the story that Spider-Man quit and shit, and,
Hi, I thought I'd just chime in and say something useless, like I always do.
Oh, thanks for that input, Trekkie. Yeah, that helped a lot there. Okay, yeah, and, you know what? Oh, I've been dying to do this, and he wouldn't let me fucking do this. You know, they talked to that appliance on that other show. Well, you know, folks, welcome to the Podcast X... comic book toaster. See, it's toasting up some comics here. These comics will come in handy for future episodes. Thank you, comic book toaster. Okay, I have been dying to do that for episodes. Okay, moving on. We have the, this is actually a historic moment. The first appearance of the Kingpin.
Yeah, you said that other comic was the first appearance of a Mad Mod. What do you know?
Shut up, Trekkie! Speaking of things I had been dying to do. Anyway, yeah, here, you know, we have a gangster, one of the Kingpin's men or whatever. Yeah, hey, Minion, find out what's going on. He's like, will do, Kingpin. And, here's another gangster dude, like lots of crime shit. You know what, this is actually as good a point as any to go to break, probably. But before I do, you know, this isn't working. I'm going to have to call in my special emergency co-host here, I think. Yeah, I didn't want to have to do this. I thought I could do this by myself, but... All right. Come on here. Yeah. Yeah, hello? Yeah, it happened. He flaked out. Yeah, we knew he would. Look, how quick can you be here? You know, we're going to need somebody to help me review the second half of this comic. Oh, you can be right over? Perfect. All right, audience and shit, like, you know, here's the break song.
Spoon, big baboon, big baboon, big baboon, big baboon.
Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Hey there goes the Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Shooby-Doo, Rocksteady Crew, find him an octoped on. With flair, there goes the Spider-Man.
In the heat of night, at the scene of the crime, with the speed of light, he arrives just in time.
Well, no red-blooded boy or girl would miss this Saturday's appearance of Spider-Man down at the local county fair, unless, of course, they're at home with their collections.
Spider-Man's master plan, building his own little spider clan in the woods. Now they're troops fighting for special interest groups. Look out
where,
wherever there's a bang-up, you'll find a great big hang-up. You'll find the Spider-Man.
My spider sense is tingling. It sure is. In such films as Spidey Goes Speed Racing, Spidey Hawaii, Spidey's Girl, Spidey My Pal, Spidey the Underwater Adventure Seeker, Spidey the Fun Licker, Spidey A Drink for All Ages.
Okay, we're back. And ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Podcast X's new co-host. Say hello to TVs from King of the Hill, Khan!
Hey, how are you?
I'm actually perplexed, Khan. You know, I was thinking about it, and how is it that you're a cartoon and you're actually here?
Is it very painful? I don't want to talk about it.
I see.
You're just lucky I'm here. You pay me big money. You told me you were going to give me big money. I see nothing yet.
Well, you know what? You might want to back off because you weren't even my first choice. You know, I was going to get Ted McGinley.
Well, fuck you, Mr. Dr. Monkey Pants. You call me, you tell me you got bigger pay for me, and then you got nothing.
That's Trenchcoat Mafia now. See, this is why we haven't talked in so long, Con.
Trenchcoat Mafia is a sucky name.
Your cartoon sucked. That's why they were going to cancel it.
They don't cancel me. I'm here. I'm working for you.
That's right.
I don't like a Trenchcoat Mafia. Dr. Monkey Pants, a funnier name, ha ha ha! Trenchcoat Mafia, bang bang, shoot him up, don't like that!
You know, I suddenly have empathy for Hank Hill.
Hank Hill is a dumbass!
I
don't like that he's boy, he's my daughter, I don't like it at all!
Think about it. Think about, like, Bobby's just, like, you know, pumping on Khan Jr. like there's no tomorrow.
You want me to stay here and finish this comic?
Okay, you know what? Yeah, okay.
I can get that loser back for you!
No, you know what? It's fine. Let's just review the comic here. Actually, you know, here we have a guy who, like, looks kind of Asian here in this first panel.
We do think we all look alike? Rock'em Sock'em Robot, we look alike different.
Well, he has an eye patch.
Oh, Asian inscrutable wear eye patch, a Fu Manchu and mustache?
In the Fu Manchu movies, yeah, they would have, like, the... Yeah, sure.
You're stupider than Hank Hill.
You're
not even a cartoon character. We're right for you.
You know, suddenly I'm wanting Trekkie back.
Oh, here we go. This happens to me all the time. They fire me from my first job, then they give me a car wash, then they take away my car wash, and now what? Now I work for you.
You know, I will tell our audience about how when you first came to this country, about how you had to work in that massage parlor.
That was a short time only.
But suddenly you're nervous.
I was part-time.
Hmm. Okay, now that I've calmed down...
It was just a sucky-sucky, no more. That's all I did.
Okay. Damn. Anyway. Okay, so you see that this dude here with the eye patch anyway, he was just wearing a... Well, he was wearing a full-face mask with an eye patch.
Gee, you thought he was one of us. He's one of you.
Well, I wouldn't say one of... one of what? He's a bad guy.
He's an evil white man.
So all white men are evil.
I didn't say that out loud.
Well, yeah, back to Jameson and Parker busts in here, and here in the Daily Bugle office, this is cool. Jameson has Spider-Man's costume in, like, a display case, so as like it's a trophy or something.
Like you keep Asians up on the wall, or in the back of the room.
What do you mean we keep Asians up on the wall?
What a man was it?
Do we have Asian heads on, like, our walls? Like deer heads? What?
They told me when I first started that they do that all the time.
And you believed it?
I was hanging on the wall there for hours.
Was this in the massage parlor also, or was this something else?
That was later.
How many degrading jobs have you had, anyway?
I don't want to talk about it.
I would feel bad for you, but, you know, this has got to be your worst gig yet, co-hosting a podcast.
I don't mind a podcast so much.
Well, have you... Did they have comic books in Laos? I mean, have you ever seen one of these comic books before?
Malcolm G.I. left a full comic book. I read them over and over.
Okay, I know I'm going to regret this. What were the four comic books?
Well, one was that... One was about apes. And one was about Superman. And, the other one was a Batman. And, there was a one... A very crazy comic about, I don't understand it. Very crazy comic about, Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Was it the title Verotica by any chance?
It was sexy. I keep it under my bed.
Oh, aren't you married? I mean, why do you even need to be, like, doing it to comic books?
Miss Khan don't give me no sex.
You know, I always suspected that.
I try. I do everything. I dress up. I wear a funny hat.
Funny hat?
I do. I have a little funny hat. I go to the shop. They say, put on your funny hat. Your wife will give you sucky sucky.
Again with the sucky sucky.
Well, I don't mind. I'm older now.
You know, I've also always suspected you probably fantasize about Peggy Hill.
How do you know that Peggy Hill?
Yeah, see, I knew it. Because, like, you have so much hate for Hank Hill. I knew there had to be something behind it. Now I know.
Peggy Hill is... You know what was fun?
No, what was fun?
Peggy Hill and I, we fucky-fucky on a Hank Hill...
Oh, tractor. Bullshit! You did not nail Peggy Hill.
We did on a Hank Hill tractor.
Okay, you know what? Now you're just lying. That's way out of line. That's libelous. If Hank Hill is listening, I'd just like to say, like, he's making that up. Please don't sue us.
I got a Peggy Spooge all over her tractor.
Oh. Oh. Anyway, here we have another good panel.
It was wetter than a car wash.
That's disgusting.
It's an American woman. She's a big woman.
Now, see, I would think you'd just be into Laotian women. You're so into the whole, like, Laotian thing.
It's been a long time. She looked pretty good to me. I was out of work for months and months.
You know, maybe your cartoon would actually be better if they would, like, leave these bits of the story in.
I told the writers, once they let me down off the wall, I told the writers, I said, me and Peggy should have get it on. But they would not let us do it in public. The racist. They said that Laotian and American woman could not fuck a fucky. So we do it anyway. In the tool shed. What?
Okay, next you're going to tell me you're Bobby's real father.
It could be. Bobby's pretty smart.
Bobby's pretty smart? Do you watch your own cartoon?
Not lately, no.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And here we have Mary Jane, and I just want to say Mary Jane's a fucking slut, cunt, whore, bitch. And this really fucking annoys me.
She's a hottie.
Yeah, okay, yeah, she does look hot. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, back in the day, she was, like, this slutty party girl. And, you know, overnight, we were supposed to believe that she, like, reformed herself and suddenly, like, she really loves Peter Parker. This is years later. And that's bullshit. I didn't buy it then. I'm not buying it now. See how she's being all, like, shallow and shit here? That's the real Mary Jane.
That's a woman I can get around. Look at her. Yummy, yummy.
Well, if you had to choose, would you rather go with Mary Jane or with Gwen Stacy?
I do both.
No, see, I said if you had to choose.
I don't choose.
Oh, wait, I have a more disgusting one. How about Mary Jane's mother here or Aunt May?
Oh,
no,
that's...
No, you have to do one.
Oh, man, why do I have to do one? I already did that. I did that to pay my way over to go on the boat. Why are you making me do that again? I want young Chippy.
You're just full of confessions, Con.
I don't want an old bitch.
Damn.
You fucked old bitch.
Anyway.
Who's this now?
Well, this is the guy with the square head. Yeah, that's Peter Parker.
Wait a minute. Can't... Young people in America, bitch, bitch, bitch. This superhero. He's a wonderful kid. He's got superpowers.
No. That's his shtick, is that he's the, the Marvel superhero in that he's got problems.
He's got problems. I got dicks only 3 inches long. That's problems.
Oh, I can't believe you just, like, went with that stereotype. If it's true, why would you want everyone to know that?
Nobody listens to your podcast.
That's why Mrs. Khan doesn't give you any, isn't it?
Your podcast is Laughingstock of Hollywood. Nobody listens to this crap.
You know what? More people listen to this podcast than the other podcast that will remain nameless.
Oh, we have a fight against The Simpsons, too. They're very popular, but we're a different format.
No, actually, see, that's not a bad... that's a very bad comparison, because Simpsons is, like, way better than your show, and way more people watch, and you guys kind of suck. So, like, actually, in that scenario, King of the Hill would be the other lesser podcast. And, yeah, see, so we're actually more like The Simpsons here, Podcast X.
You're saying our show sucks?
Well, yeah, compared to The Simpsons.
We never had to call in no emergency backup Hank Hill. Hank Hill always show up for work, every day. Okay. He'll walk out, emotional tirade.
You know, okay, let me rephrase that. Podcast X rules, but MC Trekkie sucks.
Well, as long as I'm a working, that's okay with me.
You know, well, you're lucky that I couldn't get Ted McGinley to do this, which is, he was my first choice.
Ted McGinley show up, all show ends.
Yeah, I know. Show. Well, that's what I was concerned about. I was talking earlier about the whole jump in the shark thing. Every show Ted McGinley's on jumps the shark.
He show up in Love Boat, gone. He show up in a Fonzie, gone. The Fonzie. Fonzie was cool. Fonzie sucked now.
Don't forget Mary. He was on Married with Children.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, well, that was good before he was on the show.
That's on my channel.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
I gotta ask, how does Rupert Murdoch pay you guys? I mean, does he pay you cartoon characters less than he pays the live actors?
We get paid a big money, but it's a cartoon money, so what happens is we go to spend it, disappear.
Well, even if you go to spend it in the cartoon world that you're from?
No, but, okay, here's what happened. You got time? You got a minute?
We're already running long. Go ahead.
Oh, see, let me explain. So what happens is, Rupert Murdoch come in, big man, big Australian rich fuck, right? Come in. We don't buy in his money. And it pays us. And then what happens is we go to expand it. We buy a Slurpee, tastes like nothing.
Hmm.
Breakfast cereal, tastes like nothing. And then we take the money to the real world, to your world. What happens is, what? It disappears. Money disappears. So I got to go out doing a hiatus. Is that an American word? No work. American lazy fucks, no work. So I go out on a hiatus and I work for you. You pay me, right? My money doesn't disappear, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if I was paying you in money, but I'm paying you in digital comics.
You what?
Well, we can't afford to pay anyone. You know, we've only got like 100 plus listeners. It's a free show anyway.
You look like Rupert Murdoch. You're an asshole like a Rupert Murdoch. You're an asshole. Two of you.
Dude, think of all the digital comics you'll be getting to read that we stole off the internet. I mean, isn't that payment enough?
This sucks. You suck. I do this for you because I'm professional. But I'm telling you, you better pay me something. Find me virgin, I don't care. But pay me something.
Oh, this is America, ain't no virgins.
Little boy?
You know, I knew it. Anyway, here we have Peter Parker... busting up a robbery here. And, you know, even though he's not Spider-Man anymore, you know, which leads him to remembering here for all the kiddies who weren't around for Amazing Fantasy 15 5 years before this, his origin story and how he's got a responsibility to fight the bad guys. And, it's actually kind of a waste of a page and a half because I would think that, you know, even at that late date, everybody would know Spider-Man's backstory, but okay.
Americans can't make cars or make comic books. Too big and bloated.
Well, who ever heard of a Laotian car or a Laotian comic book?
You wait.
You guys don't even have a coast. Isn't Laos landlocked?
You know, for a guy that pays at nothing, you're certainly aggravating. You're an asshole.
Man! You know, you're out of control, Con. You're out of control. Here's Parker saying, you know, now at last it's all crystal clear to me once more. And, why, whoever could that be? Hey, Con, get the door.
Oh, fuck you! All right, I'll get the door. Hello? Yes? Come. Come on in.
Hey, Trekkie, you're back!
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, well, as you see, I had to get Khan here to sit in for you after your three little tantrum.
Boy, what? My seat wasn't cold for more than 3 seconds, and you bring in this half-assed Laotian bastard? You would take that back!
Well, you know, it seems like we've been reviewing this comic for weeks, frankly, and I have to ask, you know, what was that phone call and this opportunity you were talking about all about that apparently went bad since you're back?
I was working for George Takei for a while.
You're kidding.
No, that was the call I got last podcast.
No, not that. It's really pronounced Takei and not Takai?
You know, he kept correcting me about that.
Huh.
So I stormed out of his house just like they stormed out of here. I don't like being corrected. And that's going to change.
You know what? But look, now you're back.
Well, there were some issues about his lifestyle that gave me pause.
Oh, he wanted you to do stuff, didn't he?
That happened to you too? He told me it was just a one-time shot. It was a one-time shot, all right? It was a one-time shot right in my eye. F.U. convention floor, George Takei. You didn't even give me no cut of time.
Yeah, well, Takei came out. We all know he doesn't like women. But, you know, I didn't know that, like, you know, he would try to take advantage of you.
Well, what ended up happening is he couldn't sleep one night, and he asked me to read him a comic book so he could get some sleep. And then he asked me for warm milk so he could read his... And I knew the very fact that he only had Golden Age comic books let me know that there was something peculiar about this man. So that he believed in fairy men and old stuff.
Oh, see, I thought you were going a whole different direction. Since he had Golden Age comics, I thought that was like a racial thing.
No, not at all. No. I didn't say Yellow Age. I said Golden Age.
Hmm. Well, who's that outside in the car?
Oh, he drove me from California. I asked him to drive me, and he
drove you from California?
He did.
Okay.
But why wouldn't he?
You know, that makes as much sense as anything else that's happened in this particular episode.
George Takei outside? Really? Really, Mr. Sulu here? In a person?
Hello. Left me out in the car so long, I thought I'd, see if anything was wrong.
Nothing's wrong. I can't believe it's you here, in person.
Yes. Hello. I am George Takei.
You don't remember me. I met you once at a Star Trek convention a long time ago. I like you ever since the Hills of Laos. I had your Gold Key comic under my bed.
Hey, isn't that comic you said you had an erotic comic under your bed, Con?
It's a George Takei. Oh, never mind.
No, wait. You mean you found, like, a comic with George Takei in it to be erotic?
George Takei, a very handsome man.
Thank you. You flatter me.
Well, George Takei, I'm a lonely man, and I was wondering if you were lonely too.
Yes, I am, actually. And may I say, you're quite a fetching cartoon.
Thank you very much. I do my best. I try to stay in shape.
Yes, I usually stick to three-dimensional paramours.
Well, I can be three-dimensional. I have a character. I have a wit. I have a charm.
Jesus Christ, Con! So basically you're admitting you're gay.
I am filled with shame and rage and confusion.
Don't be ashamed, Con. Here. Let me...
Oh, Jesus Christ! Me and Trekkie are here, right here in the room.
Guys, get a room.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, Mr. Takei, it was wonderful working with you, but I've had it. You're really creeping me out. You know, there's nothing worse than shameful behavior in the Hall of Shame. And I have to say that it's... Time for me to take matters into my own hands.
Where'd you get that gun? Trekkie?
Trenchcoat?
Don't do it.
Trenchcoat?
What are you doing? You get away from me with that! You get away from me with that!
Oh my. Oh my god! You killed TV's Con from King of the Hill! You bastard!
It had to be done.
I can't believe you did that.
I kill ridiculous characters. It's what I do.
Then I should take my leave. Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, it's about that time. We've had it with ridiculous characters.
several weeks later. Ah, several weeks later, and I see you're out of the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. I was surprised at how they expedited me. I guess nobody liked Khan that much anyway.
Hmm. Well, didn't they have to, like, give you a new identity or something?
Yeah, they ran some kind of a computerized program, and they came up with the most innocuous, ridiculous name that they could find so that nobody else... Basically, a name that nobody else had.
Huh. Well, I know that, like, you know, of course the feds would know your real name, and I have to ask, what, like, crazy, made-up, random name did their computers come up for you to have to go by from now on?
Their computers after, fuck it. They came up with MC Trekkie.
You're kidding.
No.
But, well, I guess that makes sense since they wouldn't have known about the podcast.
Right.
But what were the odds?
1 billion to 1.
Huh. Hey, well, this is good because now you can just, like, disavow all your actions and words and writings and so on that you did as, well, as MC Trekkie.
Right.
Anything, now that you're MC Trekkie.
Anything that I did before as MC Trekkie is completely... They wiped the slate clean.
Huh.
They said I killed off a bad character. They gave me... They put me in protection so that none of Khan's family would find me. And I'm safe. And I'm calm.
Hmm.
And all those bad podcasts and all those bad blogs are behind me.
Yeah, let's just, like, ignore them from now on, you know, given that they suck so bad anyway.
Who?
Exactly.
Okay, let's finish up.
Yeah, getting back to the comic here.
Yeah, well, we're going off into the sunset. I think we've only got a little bit of the comic left from what I remember.
Yeah, it looks like we're on the last couple of pages.
Trenchcoat?
Hmm?
As we finish up this comic, and we walk toward that shining city on the hill, would you hold my hand?
No.
Okay.
All right, so you're creeping me out.
They gave me good drugs.
Ah. Okay, this is good here. This is like page 19, and this is the golden age when Marvel still numbered their comics. If anybody even remembers this comic we're reviewing at this point, which is Spider-Man 50, this is good. You know, the Kingpin... See, this is cool. See, the Kingpin's pimp cane here, he can shoot, like, death rays out of it. And that's awesome. And, like, when they've turned him into a Daredevil villain and, like, made him all serious and shit, they, of course, did away with that.
Oh.
And notice he's got, like, jewels and shit on his pimp cane. That's shooting death rays.
I like death rays.
I'll be happy when these... when do these drugs wear off, you think?
Next Tuesday.
Wonderful. And this is good here. We've got the end of the story. Parker shows up in the Bugle office, takes his costume out of the display case, and here he's in costume waiting for Jameson to show up. I like that he's got his feet up on Jameson's desk, and he's wagging his, like, finger in Jameson's face like, hey, you thought you were rid of me, but, you know, my name's on the cover, so... Spidey's back in action, and deal. And that's it, the end. I like this comic. It's a classic issue, deservedly so. I'd give it a solid 7.
Well, I only read maybe 5 or 6 pages before all that craziness. What'd you give it?
7.
Okay, that sounds good to me. 7. Hey, man, you got any brownies?
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, took you to mention, I did what I had to do, I saw it through, with nothing to do. Yeah, I'm cut.
Yes, Mr. Khan. Yes, 2000, that's right, okay. I worked with those guys a long time ago. It was 2004, I remember they don't pay me. I walk out of there in a shame. It was shameful. It was a problem because I could not eat that night, and George the kid, he left me on the side of the road. It was horrible. You got a cigarette? A menthol? That's good. I love these things. I can't give them up. So, anyway, you asking me to talk about the two podcast dudes. The one was looking like a Rupert Murdoch. The other looked the Star Trek uniform on. He was geeky. He also had a little pot belly and he was sucking it in. He thought he was a Captain Kirk or something. So, I don't know. I could talk about them as much as I remember. It was a long time ago. But one guy was funny. One guy was very serious. I don't know much more. My agent, he sent me to the Philadelphia to make the money, and I didn't make no money. They thought I was going to be paid in a comic book or some shit like that. Now, I no could sell the comic book because it was on a computer or something I didn't understand. But they shot my character, a bang-banger, shoot him up. And it was horrible. So, thank you for the cigarette. Oh, it's very good. So, I worked with them a couple of times, on and off, over the years. They, one guy, thought he was a big businessman. Thought Podcast X was going to make a lot of money. I told him there's no money in podcasting. Especially, they're very not religious. They say a lot of bad things, and nobody, advertisers wouldn't touch them. One guy, he ended up on the street. One guy ended up in an old folk home. They making no money. One guy spent all his money on the podcast, I heard. He was holding the microphone in his hand. Dolores or something. He named it microphone. He had to go a little loco crazy in the head. And he was wiggling back and forth. The other guy, like I said, he's missing. But every once in a while, you'll hear something. And it sounds a little like a hymn. And he's talking about the F of Jesus. And all that crap. So, what about me? My show ended. And I went into retirement. Nobody want Angry Laotian. Laos is a bigger country on the Security Council. Nobody think the old days when Laos was a small little nothing. Now Laos is a big deal. We discovered the super chip, and we make it the super chip, and everybody in Laos is rich. Rich. It's only 20 million people are rich. They go around the world and. They spend it. So, I called my relatives. I said, now you're rich. Could you, give me some money? Or send me some money my way? And they said, if you can, you left the Laos. And we work hard in the field, and you left. You left to work for the cartoon. And you make a Laotian stereotype. You sound like foolish. And we still work hard in the field, and we discovered the super chip. And F you, Khan. And I wrote my daughter. I said, hey, daughter, hey, little Khan, please send me some money. And she sent me a Rama Pride noodle. And it was very nice. She sent two Rama Pride noodles on Father's Day. And it said, F you, Khan, but in a nice way. So I say thank you to my daughter out there in the podcast land. And my wife is she with a new man, a rich Laotian fuck, name of Bob. All Laotian, once he got rich, take American name. So go figure. I do okay. Can I have another cigarette? Thank you. want to tell you that it's good you found me. I was just drinking the tomato juice. And thinking that nobody remembered the Podcast X. But I remember. Those two guys were the craziest mix-up fucks I ever met. But they were wonderful. The show was lively. The show was different. And I will always remember the one guy. Making me angry, he used to poke me in the belly button. And that was nice. I liked that. So, whoever is out there remembers the Podcast X, I say goodbye and good luck.